your attention. And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Today, health insurance reform is the law of the land.
The health care law was supposed to keep medical costs down, but a new report says your payments are expected to jump.
I think I made a mistake.
Robert Scott Bell.
A coalition of public health advocates targeting Ronald McDonald.
I'd love to see Ronald McDonald retired. Well, let's kill him off like we did Joe Camel.
Robert Scott Bell.
Side effects may include depressed mood,
thoughts of suicide,
insomnia,
suicide may occur,
diarrhea,
unusual or strange dreams,
agitation,
sexual side effects,
drowsiness, dizziness,
and nausea,
hostility,
trouble sleeping,
seizures,
serious skin reactions,
thoughts of suicide,
the suicide may occur.
Oh yeah, drugs. You gotta have drugs.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Anybody remember the Matrix movie? Who doesn't, right? You're all a bunch of copper tops. That's kind of where, you know, Dr. Jerry Tennant went. We're all a bunch of copper top batteries. But it's true. It's all electrical. We're an electrical universe, the electric universe. We've talked to Liam Sheff about that, by the way. By the way, Liam's going to join us a little later in this show. We're going to talk about what he doesn't believe. And we share about a lot of those non-beliefs, if you will. So we're going to get there in just a little while. But Matrix-y discussion with Dr. Jerry Tennant leads us to today's article. I'm not going to go into it intensely. I think tomorrow, hopefully, I'll have some more time to do it. Did you see Mike Adams' latest Battle for Humanity at Natural News?
Yeah, this is something else. I mean, he's talking about, now listen, he's been coming out with some great stuff from the Natural News Food Labs Forensic Laboratory. Yeah. And apparently he's really digging in and he's finding some rather interesting stuff out.
Yeah. Now, the title, Battle for Humanity Nearly Lost, Global Food Supply Deliberately Engineered to End Life, Not Nourish It. Now, we're going to get into that more at another time, but I will say in terms of the Matrix-y discussion, if we are to be turned into food for the machines, that would be one explanation as to why so much heavy metal content is being added into the food supply, because machines just can't eat any old humans unless they're loaded with heavy metals, all right? Now... All right, it's a little science fiction-y of me.
It's an interesting, I'm trying to visualize that. I guess that we need to be more crunchy, I guess, for the machine.
Basically, we need some more heavy metal crunch to us. But gotcha. It is a very real concern. Whether you, let's say, consider or buy into this concept of a deliberate attempt to reduce global population or not, the end result would be the same. That's why I say, I don't care whether you believe there's a nefarious plot or not. The fact that man is doing this to man, I'd say that these humans at that higher level of the elite status are not acting like humans. They're acting more like vicious, savage animals that have no concern. In fact, vicious, savage animals actually have a place in the world. They understand what they're doing for survival. But humans to do this to other humans, much less the rest of the planet, inexcusable. Inexcusable. So we'll get to that in a little bit. So, but we do have to talk about poop this hour, all right? We were pretty intense. Your last hour, you're all going, like, what? So we're going to bring it down.
What's a gigawatt?
Bring it down, way down, Dr. Whoever you are. What is it? What is it, Dr.? What was the guy's name in Back to the Future?
That was Doc Brown talking about gigawatts.
Doc Brown, right? Gigawatts.
That's right.
So let's take
what's
it down.
What's a gigawatt?
Let's talk about sausage only a mom could love. Sausage.
I like sausage. Do you like sausage?
I don't know if I do after this this article. Maybe you can blast this out there so everybody else can enjoy it as well.
Yeah.
The headline reads, Baby Poop Bacteria Help Make Healthy Sausages.
Even a sausage homer could love, right?
Baby sausage. Yeah, I know. Yeah, no, don't throw out the diaper. We need it. We're making sausage. What? Really?
What?
This is gross.
Yeah, no kidding.
Is it not gross? The trick to making sausage healthier may be baby poop, according to researchers. What researchers? Who are these researchers?
Oh, thank you. I think we have just we've seen a handful of people suddenly become vegetarian all of a sudden who are listening to the show right now.
Yeah, bacteria from baby poop can make delicious sausages. which could transform savory meats into health foods, much like probiotic yogurts, according to new research. So they're likening this to the, you know, the fermentation process and everything. They're just happening to, let's say, culture the bacteria from baby poop to ferment sausages to make it yummy.
Right.
You can't make this stuff up. This isn't The Onion. It's not, is
no,
it?
It's not. This is Fox News.
Oh, another Fox News story. They're doing health stories.
This is a Fox News story, and apparently,
in fact,
I guess
it's a Fox News triple play.
It is, and I couldn't believe it. I promise, I swear, as I was going through this morning, all three stories that had references to poop all came from Fox News. Now, some people probably will find a joke in that.
I'm sure they will. They'll say, well, that's what Fox is doing all over you, right? But no, there's good news at Fox because Carol Alt is on. By the way, we just got word that Leanna Werner Gray is on this weekend. We thought it was next weekend, so I'm going to see if I can get her on tomorrow to preview it along with me. I have to interview myself because I'm on there. No, we already covered that with Carol yesterday.
Yep, so check that out.
But
so
tomorrow,
honestly,
listen,
really, really quick, we need to make the connection here between the baby poop and the sausage. The scientists, they actually took some samples from the diapers of these infants, and they tried fermenting six batches of sausages using three strains of bacteria found in the baby poop, and they found that, that it did some good stuff for the sausage. So I guess next time you go shopping, look for the baby poop sausage in your meat aisle.
Hi, kids. Now, with baby poop. All right, sausage. All right, let's leap on to the next level of this because obviously the demand for poop is climbing. It is. The demand for poop is just climbing up, and I don't even want to see it slide back down. But it is. This is a story that I guess this is right out of where we know the banking industry is going to have to go. But here's the headline from Fox News: Nation's first poop bank opens to provide stool samples for fecal transplants.
Fecal transplants. Yes, we've talked about that.
We were wondering what was going to happen to the Federal Reserve after the collapse of the fiat dollar, the phony dollar. Well,
the poop bank,
They're going into poop, the Federal Reserve of poop. And some would argue that it's already there. It's in the crapper, right? The paper dollar. It's been in the crapper a fraction of the percentage, but now it's just literally going there. In the words of Science News, as the Brown Cross, started by grad students with the distinction of being the nation's first stool sample bank, and its creators make a convincing case that it's long overdue. Right? Now, I just don't know how this is going to work at the drive-thru. I mean, are they going to be like ATM cards, and where do you have to slide them? I'm a little nervous.
Yeah. Well, you know, when you pull into the drive-thru, they usually have like that tube, you know, with the little capsule thing.
You gotta take it out. Oh.
Yeah, you know, you just take that out there and just kind of make your deposit and put it back in the thing. Slides it right back in, right?
Oh, I hope they provide a curtain, at least.
The
concern is 14,000 Americans die each year from gastrointestinal infection known as Clostridium difficile. And doctors have found that fecal transplants are an effective remedy for C. diff. But it's such new territory that finding safe samples isn't so easy. Well, why can't they just get it from the sausages we just talked about?
Yeah.
Here, have a sausage.
Know.
Oh, my gosh. Now,
fecal transplants. I'm not a fan. That's not something I would want to do.
Well, listen, let me give you the option. This is the Super Don option of the day. Here's your option, Super Don. You get your option. One, option A, fecal transplant. Option B.
No.
No, I didn't give you the option B yet.
Okay, all right.
Don't say no yet. Option B, coffee enemas. And you don't get to say C, none of the above. A or B?
What? Really?
Yeah, I make the rules.
Fecal transplant, coffee. You know, wow.
Have I finally found
something? I cannot believe I'm going to say this, but I think I would have to, if I had to pick one or the other, it would have to be the coffee enema.
Mark this day. This is an eventful
man.
Day. We finally
That's
got
not
so,
fair.
Something that Super Don said he would rather not do, and he would rather do the coffee enema over that. Okay, all right. No, listen, I'm not gonna go further with that. But it is a significant day that we finally found something you would rather do: fecal transplant. Now we have something called probiotics. What's wrong with them? What is wrong with probiotics? Why do we have to get fecal transplants and sausage made from baby poop? Why can't we just use the bacteria that we know, the strains that are viable, for instance, from Dr. O'Hara's that we get from Jonathan at ChooseToBeHealthy.com. You don't need to go to a fecal transplant doctor. You don't need to slide your tushy on the tube of the bank deposit or withdrawal ATM for fecal matter. No, you don't have to do that. Take Dr. O'Hara's. By the way, call Jonathan and get yours so you don't have to go to the bank and do that nasty. All right? 866-424-1077. 866-424-1077. Now, what's the difference between fecal matter and the FDA?
Nothing.
Exactly. Not a whole lot.
Hey,
right?
Thank you.
But the fecal transplant regulations are too strict, according to physicians trying to use this in their practice. The FDA's the FDA, no pun intended, is cracking down on fecal transplants, making it harder for patients to receive them. And so the FDA is claiming that now your poop is an unregulated, new, unapproved drug, not proven for safety or efficacy.
Who would have thought that at some point in time, with everything that we've had to say about the FDA and all of the drugs and the side effects and the approval process, that they were going to clamp down or clinch down on fecal transplants as being a drug treatment?
I have a sense
they want to regulate poop now.
I sense that everybody clenched when you said that. No, no, you're not. Not mine. Not my babies. No, we're not doing
so
it.
So poop is now a drug treatment that needs to be regulated by the FDA.
Right. In all seriousness, the bacteria that they isolate from baby poop can be used to ferment. I'm not disputing that, but it's just a strange concept to think that in order to provide healthy, tasty food, we're going to go to baby diapers. It's also a strange concept to think that the Federal Reserve might close down. Well, no, that's not strange, but that they'll open up as a fecal bank, that kind of makes sense. But the question that I have here, is the FDA right in saying your fecal material is an unapproved new drug? You can call us, 866-939-BELL. Some other time we'll talk about it. We got to transition to some happy talk. Yeah, we're going to actually, we won't be too depressed. We got Liam Sheff waiting, and we're going to talk about the things we don't believe in, and maybe even why. What about vaccines? Yes, they're part of the discussion. RobertScottBell.com. Please say thank you to all our wonderful sponsors. Check out the Answers to Cancer event, February 28th and March 1st in Atlanta. The links are all up. RobertScottBell.com. Tell your friends, your family, this is the place for health freedom, healing liberty, and fecal what? No.
Great heavens. What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain, normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
I'm holding myself back. No, I'm not going to do it, Liam. I will not sing a version of I Believe I Can Fly. No, you won't. You can't make me. No, it's not going to happen. I think we need to talk about what we don't believe, because your latest video talks about that, and it's a great discussion arena just to begin there.
I believe I can fly.
See, there, I was just prodding you so you would do it, because your voice is so much better.
I believe I can touch Jenny McCarthy's thigh.
Well, what do you not believe, though? That's, I think it's more...
I think about it every night and day. Touching Jenny.
I'm calling Jenny. I'm going to let her know.
Is she on The View now?
She is on The View. Yeah. They tried to keep her off of The View because they didn't like what she did not believe in. She didn't believe vaccines are safe.
They tried to keep Jenny McCarthy off The View because she didn't believe.
She didn't believe. She was not a true believer in the sanctity of vaccines and the safety of vaccines. They didn't succeed at it, by the way. But, boy, they were screaming and yelling at her. Oh, my gosh, how dare you, ABC, considering this conspiracy theorist on vaccines, Jenny McCarthy. Don't put her on there because she believes different than the rest of us.
Yeah, this is very interesting. So you can now be in great peril for what you believe and what you don't believe. There was somebody on one of the chat rooms saying that if you don't believe the AIDS story, which is that somebody went hunting in 1880 and cut themselves. Oh, my God. No, seriously. No, I'm not kidding.
What is the AIDS monkey story?
Well, okay. In the beginning, you remember that it was supposed to be sex. Well, Newsweek came out and said that it might have come from somebody having something to do with a monkey in Africa, in Central Africa, and then somebody went on vacation in Haiti or the Dominican Republic, and then a vacationing airline steward had sex with that person. Honestly.
Yeah, I know. That was the crazy story that we heard about. And it was like, really? A monkey? Really? You're not going to go there. I don't think.
So So Jenny McCarthy was almost in trouble, almost not on The View for what she believed. And she believed that, I guess, vaccines can hurt people and that autism might have something to do with injecting people with stuff that comes out of monkeys. Monkeys are everywhere in the sciences, everywhere. They use monkey kidneys and monkey testicles and ovaries to grow vaccines. They do. They're called substrates. And I guess she knew something about this. Where'd you go?
I just happened to adjust the studio here so I don't fall through a sinkhole. It's okay.
All right, sorry.
I said, monkey, go over there. Over there.
Yeah. So she, you know, believed some of this stuff that she had read because she has a, right, an autistic child that probably vaccine damaged.
Yeah, well, exactly. The experience of the mother that you can no longer put that genie back in the bottle when the moms see their kids regress this way. And that's Jenny McCarthy. She stood up and she didn't back down on it. And thankfully, ABC didn't back down either to these screaming, what can I call them, monkey human people that are so invested in a death cult of vaccines. That
Harpies, whatever.
The mere
discussion. They have their belief system. And I guess, like, I don't believe the AIDS monkey story. I don't believe somebody went hunting in the 1880s and then accidentally cut themselves. Because it was the first time anybody ever hunted was 1880.
Never happened before that.
So remember, in the beginning, they said that it was like gay guys having sex with people from the islands who had come and had sex with people who had sex with monkeys. And of course, that's clearly a racist story. So the intelligentsia had to replace it with somebody went hunting. I don't want to gross people out, but if there's any doubt in people's mind that, unfortunately, people have sex with animals, all you have to do is go to your wonderful Google machine and write, people have sex with animals, and then take off the safe filter.
Don't do it.
But I'm telling you. And they want to blame one African dude for having sex with or cutting himself with a monkey. Give me a break.
Who believes that story, though? Does anybody really believe that story?
Well, do you know where it came from? It came from the research that these dudes were already doing. They were already blaming a disease that some people had in Nagasaki, Japan, near Nagasaki.
Oh, yes. No, I do remember. Listen, we got to take a quick break here. Liam Sheff is on. Hopefully just one more segment. No, hopefully two. 10, whatever you got, whatever time you got, Liam. We want to talk more about the things we don't believe and why we're being screamed at because of it. So stand by for more of this. Robert Scott Bell Show continues. RobertScottBell.com. All the links are up, and we'll be back with Liam Sheff on the other side of this brief break.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The number one secret to having great health and long life is having high levels of glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by your body to stop free radicals, keep cells young, remove chemical and heavy metal toxins, support immunity, support liver functions, stop inflammation, and much more. The results of optimal levels of glutathione in your body are more mental and physical energy, stronger immune system, greater endurance, and more. Do you know the number one secret superfood that helps increase your glutathione levels up to 64% or more? It's unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. This health food is amazing in its ability to do so much for virtually everyone. Introducing One World Whey, an industry first, unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Back at it now on the Robert Scott Bell Show with Liam Sheff, author of Official Stories. If you're new to the program and you haven't read his book, turn off the radio right now. You're not allowed to listen to the show until you go, well, no, okay, you can listen, but afterwards, immediately go and buy it. And in fact, you can download the e-version of it. It's ridiculous. Liam, you're underselling the value of the $5 for the e-book. What is that?
$4.99. No. For the Kindle version, right now, it's $4.99 for the Kindle version.
I disallow. And, it should be $10.
If you've already bought the paperback, thank you.
Okay.
Number one. And number two, if you've already bought the paperback on Amazon, you can get the Kindle version for $1.99 right now.
If you've
already bought the paperback and they have that as a purchase of yours, you can get, go to the Kindle page and it will say, you can buy this. It's a price matching thing for the Kindle. So.
All right, and that goes for you, Tom, on the board, because whenever we have good discussions, and he says, I love to read. I said, you have to read Official Stories. He says, hook me up. I said, well, now there's no excuse. Even a board op at GCN can afford $5, $4.99 for a download of Official Stories ebook versions.
Right, and if you like the paperback, but you also travel a lot, you can get the Kindle for $2 on top of that. So it's a good deal.
Very nice. Well, you'll also find out what Liam Sheff doesn't believe.
Right.
And this is what we're talking about a bit, like we talked about Jenny McCarthy. She doesn't believe the vaccine myth. and she was pilloried for it, but she, thankfully, she survived, which means there's a shift. There is a genuine shift occurring, but there's a screaming bunch of, can I say this, banshees in the internet world that would never say to your face the things that they say through the Facebooks and the Twitters and things like this.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. That concept of a difference of opinion just doesn't exist anymore. And there's an interesting article that came out. I can't quite recall where it was, but it said that people who, the more time you spend on the internet arguing and trolling, you've used the word trolling.
Yes.
Which really comes from phishing, but now you call them internet trolls. That, you know, that this attracts a certain kind of people, you know, narcissists, people who just want to see you squirm. He'll say anything to you to kind of get you back. And I've argued a lot on the internet, and sometimes I've been a kind of a, you know, when you hurt your finger, you prick it.
Yes.
Sometimes I've been unpleasant, I guess, and I've calmed down a lot.
But why would you be unpleasant about it? I mean, is it like if you take some of this stuff personally, it hurts your feelings, or, you know, what happens?
Because people attack you and they don't listen, and then you get unpleasant. You start, you know, I always start out like, hey, this is, read this, read this, read this. Oh, we hate you and your mother is a goat and you're...
Oh, even worse, they'll say, you know, you should just commit suicide. Everybody would
get along. Oh, yeah. They tell you to kill yourself.
What kind of people do this?
The world would be better if you were dead.
Yeah.
If you say, I don't believe that hepatitis C is really anything, I think that it's non-specific liver problems, from not any particular cause. And the reason I think that, well, they'll cut you off and they'll call you a science denialist and you should kill yourself.
Yeah, no, I agree. This has happened. The idea that you could deny...
They'll hack your website.
Science.
And they'll fill your inbox with hate mail. And they'll threaten you in every possible way that they can. But
they're not scientists.
I don't believe them. What's it to them? They still have their funding. Who cares?
They're cultists. Let's just call them what they are. And they're sadistic. Absolutely sadistic in the kind of pain that they try to inflict on you just because you don't believe what they believe.
Yeah, that's the other thing the article was pointing out. It was a study of people using the internet, and it said that the people who like to go on and argue with other people are very often exhibit sadistic tendencies, and they do. They just want to hurt you and scream at you. And if you're kind of confusing, if you're confused because you're polite or you want your if your impulse is to converse, like, hey, no, you must be misunderstanding because I don't actually think that, or here's why I think it. If you offer them that, they just ridicule you. So screw them, I guess. I mean, we have differences of opinion.
Mm-hmm.
What I don't understand is they're in charge. Like, they're already doing this research. They're already getting funded.
They got the money to say what they say. We're not getting paid much to do the opposite. I mean, what have we got to lose? They have everything to lose. That's what it says. They realize that if more people believe the way we believe, not that we're, you know, demanding of it, not what we're, listen, if you want to believe, and in your video just the other day, you're saying, look, if you believe in vaccines, you can go knock yourself out. You can do that to your kids. We don't agree with it, but we're not stopping you. But the fact of the matter is, I think if people believe this way, they're not going to get funded to the tune that they're used to, or maybe not at all. I think that's why they're so desperate in this regard.
I don't know. They'll still get funded. There's enough room for everybody. I mean, there are people who are reductionist, atomists. It's always been this way. There are people who are spiritualists or holists, and the twain don't really meet. I think that we read critically and we read interesting stuff and we read their stuff in an interesting way that they kind of miss. But I don't care. I mean, it's a big world. I can't stop people from really doing anything that they want to do to themselves.
You're just not caring. Look,
I'm not caring.
But the kind of caring that they exhibit is, I want to beat you up if you don't believe the way I believe.
They want to control.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but it doesn't matter because most people don't really believe most of what authority says.
Hmm.
Most people don't. Yeah. You just sort of shrug your shoulders and you pay the taxes and you just go along to get along because some problems are you know, bigger than, you've got all these problems at home and you've got the kids and the wife and the mortgage and the car and the husband is being a pain or whatever it is. And these things take eminence. And I understand but the fact is that some of us got interested in reading all this stuff or we came from these families and so we read it. And that's our interest. It's a hobby.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the, I guess it becomes our profession to read it and think about it and talk about it. But their profession is to make a ton of money by from these companies to do stuff. And if it's like they've never heard of criticism.
No,
like you go to a, you want to go to a movie, and you ask somebody to go to the movie first and tell you if it's worth your time.
Well,
that's
Liam,
all.
Even if you just say, listen, I don't believe that a 110-story building can fall at free fall speed after it burns in a fire. I mean, there is so much effort invested in marginalizing, infringing anybody who simply questions the mechanics of a building falling after being hit by a plane and burned by jet fuel for a little while.
On the 80th floor.
Yeah.
No, I don't believe it. But I it's like what I say in my book. I can't prove anything to you. These are my arguments. That either they're interesting to you or they're not.
Hmm.
Nobody knows. Truth isn't. Truth is not in the realm of human beings. We're a very confused, strange little monkey species that, you know, you can wind people up in every possible way by screaming at them or convincing them that everybody thinks something so they have to think it. We're a tribal species. We're not a logical animal. So to try to think that we're logical or that science is logical isn't true. It's culty. You said it's culty. It's tribal.
Yeah.
And they have their tribal point of view. And, you know, what do they care? So let's list things that we don't believe in. I said Hep C.
Mm-hmm.
They used to call Hep C hepatitis type A, non-type A, non-type B.
Yeah.
It just was non-specific liver inflammation. And then they used a funky test that doesn't really test for anything specific. And then they told you that you have a specific virus if you're in your 50s and you've used pharmaceuticals for 20 years and you've been a drinker for 35 years. Well, my point of view is that the 35 years matter. Their point of view is that it doesn't. My point of view is that toxins matter. Their point of view is that they don't. And you just have to decide what part of the world, you know, the mental forms that we have in this world you live in. And if you don't think that the environment matters, then you should trust them.
Then you're part of a virological death cult, which we.
I'm not beating up on them. I'm not going to say that. I don't really care.
I have to say it because I'm horrified by the people that reach out to me, not by the people, but what they've been told by the authorities, by the doctors, by the experts. You're going to die. You're going
to
have to be on.
We're all going to die one day, Robert.
Inevitably, yes, but they hasten the death, and they make it's like the death stick. They point at them with their doctor, or whatever it is. It's a magic Harry Potter one.
Some people want that.
Yeah, it's true. But the ones that reach out, they don't want it anymore. I can tell. But yes, they're struggling.
I know.
Yeah.
But some people look. You can't fix this. I mean, some people want to be told what to think. You can't change that.
What we can do, and what you would admit to, is that we can help. One person, one individual at a time when they're ready to be helped.
I don't know that I can help one person at a time. I'm sorry, I'm not trying to be a pain. I'm just saying that what made us, at some point in your life, at some point in my life, we towed the line. We, you know, towed that barge and we hoisted that bail.
Maybe when I was like three years old.
No, we were good little boys and girls. I was in my late teens. I was good little boys and girls for kind of doing what was expected of us.
Unless there was a substitute teacher, then all bets were off.
What?
If there was a substitute teacher, all bets were off. Come on, good stories there, I know.
I'm saying that there's a point at which we experienced a variety of things that made us say, it doesn't seem quite what you're saying is true. And everybody knows that there's a place in their lives that they don't believe authority. And you and I are weird because we don't believe authority in like 50 ways, and most people don't believe authority in 10 ways.
Yeah.
So that just makes us, we're the outliers. We're strange.
Five times the non-authoritarianism right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show with Liam Sheff.
Are we hitting a break?
No, five times. We got about a minute and a half. We're good.
So official stories is for $4.99. You can read these arguments, but if you don't, I can't make you believe them or not. The thing is, when people talk about facts, they just mean stuff that they say as a fact because they want you to say that it's true.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you go and you study for a long time and you pay a lot of money, what you don't realize is you're not studying truth, you're just memorizing stuff, and you're not asking a lot of detailed argumentative questions about what is the nature of reality, you know?
What is
the nature of reality?
You're buying into somebody else's version of reality that's heavily invested in a particular set of beliefs that facilitate an economic viability that most other people never tap into.
Yeah, but, you know, we may be you and I are invested in a set of beliefs, and the set of beliefs have to do with independent thinking and making your own choices. But
a little bit of liberty.
Most people don't want that. We have to admit, most people, most of the time, and they want the brass ring. They want to grab the brass ring and be rewarded in the ways that the culture allows us to. We're not that complex a species. We're a tribal species. And I don't hold it against people for thinking that if you grab the brass ring, then you're a good little, what a good boy I am.
Liam, I won't hold it against you if you can't stick around. But if you'd like, we got one more segment to wrap up. You're here?
I'm here. I'm sticking.
All right. Liam Sheff, sticking. Uh-oh. That could be dangerous. We're having a good time. Get the ebook, only $4.99, Official Stories. We'll be back with more powerful healing to wrap up the show after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, y'all, are you looking for Corolla? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins keep you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card, don't even have to tell her. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfoods, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before. And let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for your health, therefore. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with the diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's filling you. We got freeze-dried fruit that's organic, super clean, super food that's on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate. Yeah, it's ready to ship, and if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods. Or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here. And he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy. But everybody doesn't have good energy. So they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement. Detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet and you can drink it too. Echo Water, check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The power to hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, wrapping it up here with Liam Sheff. Thanks to Dr. Tennant earlier on today. We appreciate him. We'll look forward to seeing everybody at Autism One in May in Chicago. And, of course, upcoming events, you know it, February 28th with Ty Bollinger and March 1st with Ty Bollinger at in Atlanta. Thanks to Better Way Health. Thanks to all our sponsors. And thanks to Liam. Liam, yes.
I want to go to that.
I would love to see you there. We're going to have a good time. All organic meal. We're going to see Jack Blood in Atlanta. That'll be fun. Good old
Blood.
Jack. Yeah. So what else we got? Listen.
How do I get to that event in Atlanta?
I don't know. As we speak this moment, I don't know.
All right.
But I do know that I love having this discussion with you. I love talking about the things we don't believe in and the fact that it doesn't bother us that those out there are yelling and screaming at us believe differently. It's just, it'd be nice if they were a little nicer. But I mean, I guess we can't expect that either. But the fact of the matter is,
they must feel threatened. But I guarantee they're not threatened by me or you. I think that they're threatened by what nobody saw coming,
which is,
and I think what nobody saw coming was cannabis.
Ooh, yeah, you know, that's really interesting. You say that, but you think about that. They've lost because cannabis can cure cancer, AIDS. Psychological, psychiatric thing. I mean, there's all
epilepsy,
nothing.
OCD, yeah. Neurological degeneration, use multiple sclerosis. They're using. You can use the essential fats
mm-hmm.
plus the cannabinoids in to heal the body, to make
so
the brain refunction and redevelop. It kind of did a
leapfrog over everybody and everything, and it was like too late. They can't put that cannabis genie back in the bottle. So I think they realize they are losing.
I think that was a strike to their paradigm, and the paradigm was trust us, we're experts, trust us with our petrochemical drugs, because there was, as much as Ralph Moss or even Ty Bollinger would say, all of the means and methods that they're using are really poisonous, people still wondered, well, I don't know what to do.
Mm-hmm.
And the only things out there were kind of Gerson therapy, effective, and you know, cleaning the liver, cleaning the reestablishing the gut, and cleaning up the diet. But that's too hard for most people. We're not that complicated. We need something easier. I didn't see this coming. I didn't see THC with CBD as a cancer cure, but it is. I didn't see it as an epilepsy cure, but it is.
No, this happened so rapidly. I the transformation, and you know, look, I struggled with it. You actually helped me to struggle with it and through it. You know, within the last few years, to see the transformation of consciousness on all of these levels, it's impacted everyone. And
right.
Now they're like going, dude, what are we going to do? Hey, let's attack Liam. I mean, what?
Well, let's attack the people who were arguing against our paradigm. It's easy to villainize somebody, especially, you know, if I can't offer a miracle cure for all the stuff they say is wrong, except you really got to stop poisoning yourself would be my
right.
advice to myself anyway. If
yeah.
you're, you know, don't poison yourself with the things that are there to be, that are sold, that are really poisonous. You can figure out what they are by reading the fine print. Like if you go and they hand you a chemotherapy drug, just ask for the package insert and
no,
see if it,
it
has a black
yeah.
box on it or an AIDS drug or any kind of drug. Just ask for the package insert. But if it was surprising to them, and it was to me too, but it has been in the medical literature for 40 years. That's Ty Bollinger. But it's surprising to me that all of this stuff can happen with this wonderful plant, this series of plants, really, these varieties of plant. So now they have to shift, and they are shifting, and they're buying marijuana strains,
mm-hmm.
and they're patenting them and changing them. And they're going to try to make it, they'll try to make it all synthetic.
Yeah.
I know it won't work as well, but you know that that's...
Well, they
right.
already had the Marinol, which if you read the side effects associated with the use of synthetic marijuana in that case, it's not the same thing. It never is. I mean, so our perspective doesn't change or shift. They're just going to try and economically benefit and control and monopolize. That is their meme. That's their pattern.
Right. Joni Abbott of Homegrown Health was pointing this out to me. She's saying, well, don't you get it? And I said, yeah, you're right. You're right. Of course. Of course. The same way that the powers that aren't are going to try to invade Iran in a few years, probably next administration, because of oil, free-flowing oil from Saudi Arabia will be increasingly questionable or dubious or pinched.
Right. We're running out of oil here on the show. I mean, time on the show.
Well, it was good to chat.
Yeah. Oh, man, it's always great to chat with you, my friend. So everybody get Liam's book if you haven't already. $4.99 ebook download. Incredible. It's linked up in the show notes today. Say thanks to all our sponsors. Also, get the book by TMB and RSV, Unlock the Power to Heal, and you'll get some practical guidelines to getting well and staying well. So in the meantime, we're going to take a break till tomorrow in the healing revolution. Thank you, Liam. Thank you to everybody. We'll be back. The power to heal is still yours.
The Robert Scott
the
Bell
Robert
Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Doc, I was wondering, if you could only take one supplement for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's easy. Beta-glucan.
Well, I'm looking for a daily pill that can double the strength of my immune system.
Beta-glucan.
But I need it to be super safe with no harmful side effects.
Beta-glucan.
Yeah, but I want something all natural with an FDA rating.
Beta-glucan.
What if I want it to be affordable and fast-acting?
Beta-glucan.
What if I need something backed by scientific research?
Beta-glucan.
Like something that's been studied and condoned by Harvard Medical School.
Beta-glucan.
But I want the best for my immune system that money can buy.
Beta-glucan.
How about a product that's safe for my family, including my pets and children?
Beta-glucan.
Don't you have anything else to say besides beta-glucan?
Yeah, betterwayhealth.com.
What's that?
It's the website where you can buy beta-glucan.
So I can go online right now and buy beta-glucan?
Yup. Go to betterwayhealth.com or call 1-800-746-7640 and ask them about...
Let me guess. Beta-glucan.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.